Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you on today. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, each and every one of you on today. We're so grateful. We're so grateful, amen, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, Jesus, for another day. Glory to God. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. Glory to God. And we're grateful in this day. We're grateful in this hour. We're grateful in this time that he has set aside that we will come together. Amen. Glory to God. And we're excited. Glory to God. We're excited for what the Lord is doing. We're excited for all that he's doing. Amen, Jesus. Truly, the Lord is doing great things. Amen. And we owe him the glory. We owe him the praise. Amen, Jesus. It's all due unto him. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He's the captain. Glory to God. And we're but the crew. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for leading and for him guiding us. Glory be to God for him. Amen. Again, amen, just leading us every step of the way. Amen. He said by his word that he'd never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. Glory be to God. And my God, have we not experienced that on this prayer news network? Amen. Started out, glory be to God, didn't know, amen, Jesus, that we would be here so long. But we just bless the Lord that it was all in the plan of God. It was in his plan, people of God. It was in his plan. He purposed it, amen, glory to God. And he purposed, amen, and set it in our hearts. And so we're so grateful tonight, amen, to be executing his plan, executing desire, amen, in the earth. And we're so grateful for it, amen. Glory be to God. We just want to welcome you. Glory to God, each and every one of you, as you're coming in. Come on in, come on in. Glory be to God. Come on in, people of God. Amen, Jesus, come on in. Make yourself comfortable. Glory be to God, amen. This is Tuesday, amen. Glory be to God. I've had people asking me all, listen, all today, what's today? What's today? I thought it was Thursday, amen. So it just seems like time, amen, has accelerated. I had three different people to ask me that on today. Amen. But we're going to slow the clock now. Amen. We're going to slow down the time. Glory be to God because it's our time. Glory be to God. Amen. To go into the presence of the Lord. It's our time to be with him now. Amen. Glory be to God. Perhaps some of you have been had, amen, have had, glory be to God, a very, amen, rush day. Amen. Glory be to God. But we want you to take a deep breath. Glory be to God. Know now that we are going into the presence of the Lord. Know now that we are going into his presence to hear from him. Amen. Glory be to God. Know now that this is the hour that you have come to be refreshed. This is the hour that you have come to hear a word from the Lord. This is the hour, amen, that you have come. Glory be to God. Amen. Perhaps for a confirmation word from the Lord. Glory be to God. So no matter what it is, amen, no matter what it is, glory be to God, we want to tell you you are in the right place at the right time. Amen. We want to ask you, if you will, go ahead and send out a text message, amen, to a couple of people. Glory to God. Find one of those group texts on your phone. Amen. Glory be to God. And tell them, join me on the PNN. And then just text this number in. 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. Amen. Go ahead and text some people of God. Text them. Glory to God. Tell them to come on in. Glory be to God. Tell them that there is a blessing that awaits them. Amen. Glory be to God. If you will, go ahead and text some people of God. Amen, Jesus. Text somebody. Text a couple of people. Glory to God. It doesn't matter. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. It's not about the numbers, but we want people to hear a word from the Lord. Yes, we do. We want the people to hear, glory to God, a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And you know, people of God, the very word that you invite them to hear may be the very word that they need. Glory to God. So we want to do our part. Amen. We certainly want to do our part. Amen. We want to get the word out. We want to get the word out to the people. Amen. Letting them know, glory be to God, that there is a word from the Lord for them. Amen. Glory be to God. If you would hold just a moment. Hold just a moment. So again, we are so grateful to the Lord. Amen. Grateful for all that he's doing. People of God, truly, he's done us well. We're grateful for it. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God for you. We thank God for you for coming on in. Thank God for you hanging in there with us. Glory be to God here on this Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. There's the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. In this place. Glory to God. The Spirit of Liberty. Amen. In this place. Glory to God. Amen. Actually, this is day number 232. Amen. And we're so grateful. No. No, that's not right. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. What am I thinking? We're not trying to turn back the hands of time. Amen. But we're moving forward. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. This is day number 393. Amen. 393. And we're so grateful to the Lord for bringing us again every step of the way. Glory to God. Welcome. Amen. We want to say welcome to those that are yet coming in. If you would, take a moment and send out a text message and let the people know. Let them know, glory be to God, to come on over here. The table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, listen. If you hear or anyone text you and tell you that they cannot get in, we want to give you a workaround number, glory to God, that you can give them in lieu of the 339 number. Amen. It is also a one number. No code is needed. And that number is 678-829-1827. And again, that's 617-829-1827. Amen. Give them that number. Tell them to come on in. Glory be to God. Tell them that we're expecting them. Amen. Glory be to God. We're so grateful. We're so grateful. Amen. God has done us well, as we said. Amen. He's truly done us well, and we just thank him for it. Amen. Glory be to God. We know that there's yet to come. That the best is yet to come. Amen. Glory be to God. Just when we think, amen, we got it all figured out, and we think, glory be to God, that's it. Amen. I'm telling you, the Lord has been coming through this line. Amen. He has been blowing our minds. And we're so grateful for it. Amen, Jesus. We can't box him in. Glory to God. We don't box him in. This is his program. Amen. Glory be to God. We're here. Amen. Only executing his divine will in the earth. So we give honor unto him on today. We honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. It is he that has made us truly and not we ourselves. And we are grateful unto him. We are grateful unto him. And we literally come to bless his name. Amen. We come to bless his name. We come, amen, to fellowship with the people of God. Amen. In the beauty of holiness. Yes. Glory to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, anything is liable to happen, amen, on this line. Anything is liable to happen on this line because the Holy Ghost is in control. The Holy Ghost is in control. We thank the Lord for that on tonight, amen. We're thanking him. Glory be to God, amen, for the establishment of this work, amen, in the earth. Glory to God. I do want to honor my leaders on tonight. Amen. The late Apostle S.B. James, thanking God for him, thanking God for Mother James on today. Glory to God. The First Family, amen. Just thanking God for them in this time and in this hour. Amen. Glory be to God. Just want to thank God on tonight. Amen. For our senior apostle. For our senior apostle on tonight, glory be to God, thanking them, amen, for glory be to God. Dr. Samuel Huggins James, Thank the Lord for him. Amen. He's actually out of Trinidad. Amen, Jesus. But of the whole ministry, glory be to God, he is our senior apostle. Amen. Just want to thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Glory to God. He is our presiding bishop. Glory to God. He actually, amen, is out of Gainesville, Florida. Amen. Thanking God for him and thanking God for my pastor. Amen. Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Glory be to God. Out of, by way of, Albany, Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. In Macon, Georgia. Amen, Jesus. So we thank God for our leaders. Thank God for all of the pastors of the Georgia jurisdiction. Amen. And for all of the leaders. Amen. Giving honor to whom honor is due. Amen. Because as we know, glory to God, as we say, amen, the anointing flows down. It does not flow up. Amen. Glory be to God. So we just want you to know, amen, Jesus, you're in good hands. Amen. You are in good hands, people of God. You're in the right place at the right time. No funny business. Amen. No gimmicks or no tricks. Amen. Just Jesus. Glory to God. Just Jesus we come to offer. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God on tonight. Amen. For, glory to God, for our PNN advisors. Thanking the Lord for each and every one of them holding their faith in place. Glory be to God. In this work, we just thank God for them. Amen. Just a wonderful group of people to work with. Amen. Holy Ghost filled. Amen. Fire baptized. Glory be to God, and have a mind to serve the Lord and do all that the Lord is requiring of them. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. Glory to God for these advisors. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank God. Amen. For each and every one of them. We just thank God. We can listen. Listen, people of God. We couldn't do it without them. Amen. We wouldn't even try. Amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we bless the Lord, amen, for your leaders. Yes, we thank God for your leaders. Amen, each and every one of them. We thank God for all of the leaders that come to sit and be fed on the line. Glory be to God that finds value, amen, that finds worth, amen, in the speakers that come, that the Lord bring to this line. We thank God for you, amen, for taking the time out, for taking a breather, amen, to come and sit, amen, and to be with us and to be fed, to eat, amen, because as we said, the feast of the Lord is going on. We thank God for each of you. Amen. Glory to God. Each and every one of you, we thank God for you. Amen. Again, we want you to go ahead and take a moment and send out a text message and let the people know. Invite them to come and be a part. Amen. Invite them to come. Amen. You're coming. You find value. Amen. You're getting something. Amen. You're getting something that you can take back. You're getting substance. You're getting the word. Amen. And because you are, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, we want you to invite someone. Amen. Go ahead and invite someone on tonight. Amen. As our participants are continuing to come in, we just want to thank God for you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We want to thank God. Amen. Listen, listen. We always have to take a moment. Amen, Jesus, because we have listeners in radio land. Amen, Jesus, out there in radio land. International listeners. Amen. So many different time zones, but we just want to take a moment to acknowledge and thank God for all of our listeners, all of our international listeners. Amen, Jesus, where they are listening from, we thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. And we always take a moment to acknowledge you because we want you to know that we know that you are listening with us. Amen. So we just want to thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For Uganda and Saudi Arabia, for Spain and France, and for Australia, for Malaysia. Amen. For the Philippines, glory to God. For India, for Denmark, for Sweden, for Russia, for Brazil, China, Canada, the UK, amen, glory be to God, and this continental USA, amen. We thank God for you for listening again, for taking the time out. We always want to acknowledge, amen, all of our listeners, whether you're listening individually or whether you're listening as a ministry, as a group, we want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for taking the moment to come and to be with us. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, amen. There's a blessing for you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're so grateful. We're so grateful, amen, as our listeners are continuing to come in. Glory to God. We say welcome, 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 welcome. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for getting those text messages out. Amen, Jesus. If you've not sent out your text messages, not too late. Amen. Glory to God. And we're excited for what the Lord is about to do. And let me tell you something, people of God, he has not failed us. He has not failed us. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord has delivered. Glory to God. And we know that he's going to deliver on tonight. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank God. Amen. On tonight, thank God for you. And for those of you that are yet continuing to come in, we thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. If you would, people of God, we want you to now go ahead and prepare your hearts and prepare your minds. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. Let us get prepared for the word on tonight. Let us get prepared, glory to God. Let us get in position to hear, amen, what the Lord will say unto us. Amen. We pray that you have expectancy. You're expecting the Lord to say something, to speak a word unto you. We pray, glory be to God, that you are intentional. You have come here intentionally. Amen, to hear a word from the Lord. And people of God, when you put a demand on heaven, amen, when you put a demand on the Holy Ghost, amen, the Lord will deliver. Amen. Glory be to God. We have not because we ask not. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We're excited. Glory be to God. Again, prepare your hearts and your minds. Amen, Jesus, as we prepare to go before the throne of grace. Glory be to God. Amen. Humble our hearts. Amen. As we take position, glory to God, to hear. Amen. And to say, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. To hear what the Lord will say unto us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God,
the recording has started.
Amen. Jesus, come on and bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and bless him on tonight. Amen. Come on and tell him, glory be to God, something good on tonight. Amen. Come on and whisper, amen, a word unto him. Tell him, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I appreciate you. Glory to God. You tell him for yourself on tonight. Glory be to God. You tell him, hallelujah, how good he's been to you. Glory be to God. Has he been good to you? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, you tell him on tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight for you've been good to us. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you for loving us when we didn't love ourselves. Father, we thank you tonight. We're thanking you. We're glorifying you. We come tonight. We come to bless your precious name. Glory to God. We come on tonight, oh God, to lift you up, to lift you high in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight with a praise on our lips and with a praise in our hearts. We come on tonight. Glory to God. We come, hallelujah. We're coming, oh God, name by name. We're coming on tonight, hallelujah, blessing you for your goodness, blessing you, glory be to God, hallelujah, for your praises unto us, hallelujah, for your promises unto us, your people. We come on tonight, hallelujah, with uplifted hands and uplifted hearts, glory to God. We're coming on tonight, glory be to God, hallelujah, just a love on you, just a love on you for loving on us on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight, look upon each and every one of us, in the precious name of Jesus. Look upon us tonight. Glory to God. We're asking you to forgive us tonight. We're asking you tonight to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Renew a righteous spirit within us on tonight, oh God, as we come yielded before you, as we come, oh God, with open
open hearts unto you. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking that you will look upon us yet again. Look upon us, oh God, not in your wrath, but in your tender mercies and in your loving kindness. In the precious name of Jesus, and we're asking you today to have your way. Have your way in us, oh God. Have your way in each and every one of us. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you to breathe upon us. Breathe upon us again. Breathe upon us afresh on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. But some have come on tonight needing strength. But you are our strength. And we ask you on tonight, glory to God, that you will touch each and every one, oh God, that have assembled on this place tonight. Strengthen us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. Touch on tonight, oh God. Touch and heal and deliver on tonight. Touch, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, touch, glory to God. Hayah the Most High, for you're Jehovah Rapha. Touch and heal on tonight. You're the healing balm of Gilead. We're asking you to move tonight. Move, God, your spirit. Move, oh God, within your people. Move for your people on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you to do it again, oh God. We're asking you to do Abahaya. Oh God, do it again. In the name of Jesus, move as only you can. Every hindering force on tonight, every force, oh God, everything that's not like thee, oh God, we bring it down even now. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we say you be glorified. You be glorified. Oh God, you be glorified in every situation, geographically, oh God, in every location. Father, you be glorified. Cause your glory to rest. Cause your glory to rest upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, cause your glory, oh God, to swallow up the will and the plan of the enemy. Cause your glory, hallelujah, to shine bright upon your people in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Father, we're asking you to do it today. We're asking you to do it, oh God. Thy will be done in the earth on the Ayabosa. Your will be done. Glory be to God. Hallelujah for every listening ear. On tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to come with your people. Oh God, Ayabosa. Oh God, come with your people on tonight. Oh God, those that have lost loved ones, comfort on tonight. Those that have been in battles, comfort on tonight. Those that are weary, comfort on tonight. In the name of Jesus, those that are yet waiting, comfort on tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory be to God. Cause, oh God, cause your people to know in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, that you are the answer. Cause your people to know, glory be to God, that you will answer, and that right early. In the name of Jesus, Father, do it tonight. Do it for the Most High. Do it for your people tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, do it tonight. Answer all Most High, oh God, on the Most High, oh God, through these airways. Do it tonight, oh God. Do it higher. Oh, glory to God. Have your way, have your way, have your way in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, on this night and in this hour, we stand together as one, and we bind the hand of the enemy. We bind this very work on tonight. Every plan and every plot, we bring it down as sons of God on tonight. Glory be to God, even in the White House. Glory to God in government. Oh, God, move. Oh, God, and we bring it down in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm Messiah. Oh, Father, I'm Messiah. Oh, God, do it tonight. Do it tonight. Move. Oh, Baba, 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 Father, do it tonight. Do it as only you can. Manifest yourself. Manifest, oh, God. Manifest your works to your people on tonight. Cause your people to know, glory to God, that there's nothing too hard for you. Cause your people to know, Haya la mama mahaya, yeda bakosande mahaya. Oh God, he almost say, oh God, cause your people to know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Cause your people to yet know, oh God, that what concerns each of them, that concerns us all tonight. tonight, oh, God, concerns you. And we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for the plan. We're thanking you for the purpose. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God. Hiya. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for moving. We thank you for moving by your spirit. We thank you tonight, oh God. Thank you for moving in the body of Christ. We thank you, all glory to God. Hallelujah, because you're yet in control. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, that no matter what it looks like, you're yet in control. And this is the confidence, oh God, that we have of you, Father. And we say, glory to God, your will, your will, your will, your way, your way, your way. Glory to God. Cause it to be done. Cause it to be effected in the earth. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you on tonight. Father, we ask you all, glory to God. Cause your salvation. Cause your salvation to be great. Run throughout this line. Run throughout, oh God. Oh God, in the earth. Your salvation. Oh God. Cause it, oh God. Oh God. Oh God, to find your people in the alleys, in the forest, oh God, on the mountaintop, cause salvation, oh God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, cause your salvation, glory be to God, hallelujah, to come unto your people, touch the ears, touch the hearts of your people, cause them to see, cause them to know, glory be to God. Oh God, cause them to know, oh God, your great love. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for stirring your witnesses throughout the earth. We thank you for what you're doing in the midst of your people. We're thanking you for the turning. We're thanking you for the burning, oh God. Hallelujah, that this word, glory to God, that you put in the mouth and the hearts of your people, glory be to God, it shall be declared in the earth. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise, Father, for we shall be silent no more. We shall, oh God, we're silent no more, but we're declaring forth your word unto a dying world. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for setting every captive free. We're thanking you, oh God, for shutting those doors that the enemy, oh God, gave enemy access to your people. But as sons of God, on tonight, we shut every door, oh God, that will give the enemy access in the name of Jesus, oh God, and cause your doors of favor, your doors of blessings to open now, oh God, towards your people. Hamosha, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We bless you on tonight. Father, let your glory rest upon this vine. Cause your glory to rest upon your speaker on tonight. Father, bless her tonight. Bless her real good. Bless her as only you can. In the precious name of Jesus, strengthen your servant on tonight. Strengthen her, oh God. Breathe upon her. Breathe upon the word, oh God, that you placed in our belly, oh God, to deliver to your people on tonight. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word that shall not return unto you void. We thank you tonight. We're grateful tonight for your word. For this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your anointing now, oh God. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, glory to God, for your anointing on tonight that breaks every yoke and breaks every chain in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, glory to God, hallelujah, for setting again captives free. We thank you tonight. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. Father, now we ask that you hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us. Cover the nations. Cover your people. Oh, God, your people, glory to God, who are called by your name. Cover and shield in the name of Jesus. Vindicate, oh, God, and cause your people to go forth in power in the precious name of Jesus. Father, now we bless you. Glory to God. And as sons of God, we do bind the hand of the enemy, and we bring his every work to naught. We bring his every work to naught, his every plan. We frustrate it tonight. We cause confusion, glory to God, into the enemy's camp tonight. And we thank you for peace. 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 In the precious name of Jesus, Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor and glory in thy precious name, Jesus. Every heart on tonight, every heart on tonight, say amen, hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. We bless the Lord on tonight, amen. Glory to God, we bless the Lord for his precious, amen, anointing. Glory to God, his choice anointing, amen, that he sets upon us. Glory to God, hallelujah. We thank him, amen. Glory to God for embracing us into his presence, for in his presence is fullness of joy. Yes, glory to God, and pleasures, amen, forevermore. So we bless the Lord tonight, people of God. Again, we just want to say amen. You're in the right place at the right time. Again, we pray that you're intentional for your coming, amen, to hear what the Lord has to say. People of God, we forgot to tell you, amen. Glory to God, that you can as well catch this broadcast live. You can catch it live on Facebook, amen, under our Prayer News Network page. Glory be to God. You can catch it right now. Glory to God as we go. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Not a second behind. Amen. But you can step, you can move right with us. Amen. So you can catch it. Glory to God now. Glory to God. If you want to, amen, listen to it later, you can do that too. Amen. Glory to God. But we want you to know, amen, we're just trying to get this word out. We're intentional. We're intentional, people of God, to get this word out. We are intentional to get this word out to the people of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We know that one word, I'm telling you, one word, one word, one word from the Lord, amen, can change your life forever. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. So we thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God for his life-changing word. Amen, Jesus, his anointing, amen, that breaks every yoke. Amen. Glory to God. Again, we just want to ask you to go ahead and send out that text message. Send it out, people of God. Send out that text message, amen, to someone, to a couple of people. Let them know that we're here. Amen. Let them know that we are here. Amen. Glory to God. And again, if they can't get in, glory be to God. Amen. Give them the other number. Amen. 617-829-1827. Amen. Glory to God. That's our workaround number. Amen. Amen. We have 65 people online, and I'm still, amen, getting reports that some people are not getting in. So if you hear of anybody that cannot get in, if you would, give them that number. Amen. Give them that number so that they can get in and be a part with us. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, we are so grateful. Glory to God. We're so grateful. Glory to God. As we say, this is day number 393. We're so excited, amen, for all that the Lord is doing. Glory to God. And as we already know, the best is yet to come. Every day, amen, the best is yet to come. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for giving us his best. Amen. He has been sending some powerful men and women of God to this line who declares this gospel, amen, just flat-footed preach the gospel, amen, declare this word, amen, glory to God. So we thank God, amen, for him sending his best, his choice vessels to come and break the bread of life unto us, amen. And I thank God I've been eating, amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, we can eat this food, amen, Jesus, and we don't have to worry about being overweight, amen. Glory be to God, but we want to get it out now. We're eating, we're growing, we're developing. You've heard testimonies, amen, of those that have been on the line and what God has done in their lives. So we thank God for them. We thank God for you. He's doing it in your life too. Amen. Glory to God. He's not forgotten about you. So tonight, people of God, we thank God for his choice vessel. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, glory to God, we have a woman of God. She's definitely no stranger to the line. Amen. Glory be to God. She's always so willing, always so available. People of God, we appreciate her. Amen. We appreciate this woman of God. We appreciate all of our speakers. Amen. Glory be to God. You just don't know. Amen. There's things going on behind the scene, amen. You got to have somebody, amen, Jesus, to stand with you. And I thank God for these speakers, amen, these men and women of God that stand, glory be to God, to stand to help this work go forward. And tonight, people of God, we're going to Baltimore, Maryland. Glory to God, amen. As I said, she's no stranger, amen, Jesus. She's the pastor, amen, of Holy Temple Church of God up there in Baltimore, Maryland. And people of God, we going to Maryland. And tonight we want you to receive, glory be to God, Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless. God bless. Giving honor to God, giving honor to whom honor is due, to my leaders, amen, just to whom honor is due, truly. I thank the Lord for blessing us to come together one more time. I thank God for the prayer. I just thank God for the Prayer News Network, for the host, for all of the advisors and co-hosts. I just thank God for all of you and for everyone who has tuned in tonight, dialed in. Praise the Lord, whoever is listening, thank God for you. It is a blessing indeed to be on the Prayer News Network one more time. Praise the Lord, my soul is happy and I'm rejoicing because it's another opportunity to do something for the Lord. Amen. That's where my joy is. That's where my everything is, in the Lord. Praise be to God. So it is a blessing, and I thank God for the invitation. Praise the Lord, and I try to be ready to be used by the Lord at all times. Praise be to God. I believe that somebody sang a song saying, I want to live so God can use me anywhere and all the time. So that means being ready at a moment's notice to be used by God. Hallelujah. We have to strive to be ready at all times to be used by God. Hallelujah. Because we don't know when the Lord wants to use us. We just have to be ready to be used. Amen. We don't want the Lord to skip over us, glory to God, and get someone else when what he wanted done was assigned to us, praise the Lord. So what God has assigned unto us, let's be ready to be used by God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is a blessing indeed. Like I stated, as always, to minister alongside you here on the Prayer News Network. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're not going to prolong the time. I guess I don't always say it, but I bring you greetings from Holy Temple Church of God here in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. And God has blessed us that we can go back to the building a couple of times per month. Praise the Lord. So we've been there a few times since this month came in, and I thank the Lord. It was a beautiful feeling to be in the building worshiping and praising the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. It's just nothing like being in the presence of the Lord in the sanctuary. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I just thank the Lord for blessing us to be able to do that. Amen. So we thank God for all things said and done thus far. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us. We thank you for another opportunity to do your will. And we ask you, Lord, we invite you into this area where we are, oh God, all around the world. Lord, from everyone who has dialed in, from every city, every state, every province, wherever we are, we invite you, O God, into the room where we are, into the place that we are, that you may have your way, and that your will may be done. And Lord, we are waiting to hear from you. And we ask you, O God, to speak to our heart and minister unto us, Lord, whatsoever we stand in need of, both spiritually, naturally, emotionally, mentally, financially, wherever the need is, wherever the lack is, O God, meet it according to your will. We believe it right now, and we count it as done, and we thank you for it. We ask these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us prepare for the Word of God. And if you want to read along with me, you may do so by getting your Bible. And I will be reading from the King James Version. Praise the Lord. And I would like to focus your attention on the book of 1 Samuel, the first chapter, verses 8 through 20, verses 24 through 28, and also the second chapter, verses 1 through 11. And I'm going to ask you to pray along with me on tonight. Whenever we have something to do for the Lord, we have interference. The enemy wants to attack us and stop us. Praise the Lord. And get all in our voice sometimes and cause us to choke up or be hoarse or whatever the case may be. Nevertheless, I believe that when God sends out his word, it will not return unto him void. Praise be to God. So if I have to cough a little bit, just be patient and pray along with me. God will restore so that the word can have free course. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us go to the book of 1 Samuel, the first chapter, beginning with verse 8. And the Bible reads, "Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not, and why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it shall come to pass as she continued, and it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaiden, for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the reading of his word thus far. And let us go to verse 24. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the second chapter of First Samuel, verses 1 through 11, the Bible reads, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. Therefore is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren has borne seven, and she that has many children is waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar dunghill, to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord, and he has set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. And Elkanah went to Ramah to his house, and the child did minister unto the Lord before Eli the priest. Amen. We thank God for the reading of the word of God. Praise the Lord. And tonight I will use for a subject or a title, A Mother's Love Begins with the Love of God. Amen. And the theme to focus on is faith is the key. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Again, a mother's love begins with the love of God. Faith is the key. Praise the Lord. Many of us who have read through the Bible and heard the word of God down through the years, we might be familiar with this passage of scripture in 1 Samuel, how there was a woman by the name of Hannah, praise the Lord, she was barren and she desired to have children. Praise the Lord. Her husband was very good to her. However, she was not able to have any children, and this made her very sad. So every year, they would go up and offer sacrifice unto the Lord, and every year was like a constant reminder that she didn't have any children, and Elkanah's other wife, Peninnah, she would always tease Hannah because Hannah didn't have any children, and she did. Praise the Lord. So this would really vex the woman and cause her to be very sad. And while they were there to offer up the sacrifice, her husband began to ask her why she was weeping and why she wouldn't eat. Why was her heart so grieved? And again, the last question was, am not I better to thee than 10 sons? But that did not satisfy her desire. Praise the Lord. So Hannah began to get up and go to the altar and just pour her heart out unto the Lord. Praise be to God. She began to cry to the Lord, and she wept sore while she prayed. And in that prayer, she began to make a vow unto the Lord. She began to call out to him, saying, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt, indeed, look on the affliction of thine handmaid. She wanted the Lord to just look on what she was going through, what she was dealing with. And I know that this week people are geared towards celebrating or recognizing Mother's Day. But I want you to know that every day is Mother's Day. If you are a mother, every day is Mother's Day. Praise the Lord. And so we're talking about the love of a mother. Praise God. A mother's love and how it began. And so this woman, she knew the Lord, and she went crying to him. Hallelujah. Asking him to remember her and not to forget her. Because all those years, she had been barren, and back then it was a reproach. It was shameful if a woman could not bear children. Hallelujah. So she wanted the Lord to take away this reproach from her. And she began to vow to the Lord that if he would give her a man child, she would give him back to the Lord. Hallelujah. And she said she would give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. In other words, he shall be a Nazarite unto the Lord, because being a Nazarite, they were not allowed to eat anything from the vine, nor to cause a razor to come to their head to shave their hair off. praise the Lord, he would be dedicated as a Nazarite unto God all the days of his life. And while Hannah was praying this prayer, the priest Eli, he mocked her mouth and saw that her mouth was moving, but nothing was coming out of her mouth. Nevertheless, she was praying in her heart, but he didn't recognize that at the time, and he thought that she was drunk. So he approached her, and he got on her, in a sense, saying she needs to give up her drunkenness, put away her wine. But she explained that she was a woman of a sorrowful spirit, and that she hadn't drunk any wine or strong drink, but that she had poured out her soul for the Lord. And she asked him, don't count her as a handmaid or for a daughter of Belial. And she explained that out of the abundance of her complaint and grief, she had spoken it right there in his presence. Praise the Lord. So Eli, the priest, began to answer and tell her to go in peace, and that God, the God of Israel, would grant her the petition that she had asked of him. And this gave her great joy, great comfort. And she began to ask him to let her find grace in his sight. So she went on her way, and her countenance was no more sad. There was a smile on her face. She was happy, and she took faith, and she believed that she would get the petition she asked. So she went away from there with great expectation. So that next morning, they got up early and began to worship before the Lord before returning to their house. And when they got back home, God began to work a miracle for Hannah. Thank you, Jesus. And she conceived, and she bare a son and called his name Samuel. Thank you, Lord. She called him this name because she had asked him of the Lord. And I believe that is what Samuel means. Ask of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And she took the child and she began to nurse the child. And she had promised the Lord that she would lend him to him all the days of his life, that she was willing to give her only child back to the Lord, because she knew that God had given him to her. Oh, thank you, Lord. And she wasn't worried and saying, well, that's the only child I have, and I'm just not willing to give him up. But a mother's love begins with the love of God our Father. Hallelujah. How that he had an only begotten son, Jesus Christ, and he was willing to give his only son to save the whole entire world. Oh, hallelujah. He lent Jesus unto us, glory to God. And Jesus, having the love of the Father, began to lay down his life that we can be saved. Oh, thank you, Lord. So Hannah, she took the child with her to weaning him, and she had three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine to offer sacrifice, brought it unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. He was very young. So they slew the bullock and brought the child to Eli, Eli the priest. And she began to remind Eli that she was the woman who had stood by him praying unto the Lord. Glory to God. What a difference 1 year would make. Praise the Lord. I believe this is coming around the second year. Whenever she had weaned the child, she came back. And she explained that this child that she had prayed for him. And the Lord gave her petition, which she asked of him. She asked it in faith. And she said, therefore, also I have led him to the Lord. How many mothers are willing to lend their child to the Lord, especially if it's the only child they have? Oh, hallelujah. But I believe that she was so overjoyed that God had given her her petition. And she knew that if she placed her child in the hands of our loving Father, that he would be in good hands, that everything be all right. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And she didn't have to worry because she knew that this child belonged to her. God gave her her petition. Praise be to God. And Hannah, she prayed a prayer of thanksgiving. Oh, a prayer of praise, beginning worshiping and acknowledging God for who he is. That deep love that she had for the Lord, she began to express in her prayer in the second chapter. How when she prayed, she said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies. Hallelujah. In other words, the enemies that kept on getting me down, now I have the victory over my enemies. Praise the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. She's having this conversation with God. Lord, you did this for me. And the reason why I have the victory is because I rejoice in your salvation. Praise the Lord. You are God of salvation. You are the God of deliverance. You are our refuge. You are everything to us. Hallelujah. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides thee. Only God can work these kinds of miracles. Oh, hallelujah. Only God can do these things, because there's none other beside him. Praise the Lord. Only God can do these things. And she began to talk about all the things that God can do. And she said, neither is there any rock like our God. He is our rock. Amen. And I want to know, are you standing on the solid rock? Glory to God. Because all other ground is sinking sand. Praise be to God. Now, I just wanted to take a little time out and talk about mothers for this week. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this is an example of a mother who loved her child. Amen. She was so grateful that God answered her prayer, that she was willing to give all back to the Lord. How many of us, when God blesses us with something we've been really praying for, we've just been petitioning God for it, and then God blesses us with it, and then we want to keep it to ourselves. We just want to be selfish. We don't want to share. We don't want to give it back to God. Praise the Lord. But I believe Job cried out, saying, the Lord God giveth, and the Lord God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have to learn to give back to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The love of God is unconditional because he sent Jesus to die for us. Amen. And that unconditional love is something we cannot explain, neither can we understand. Why did he love us so much, even though we were sinners and wretched undone? Oh, hallelujah. But yet, he loved us, and he gave us the best that he had, his only son, his only child. Oh, glory to God. So then Hannah, she knew the love of our God, Father. Amen. She recognized how much he cared. And one thing about God, he remembers when others forget. She asked the Lord to remember her. Praise be to God. She asked him to look down on the affliction of his handmaid. Lord, you made me. And look what I'm going through. You made me. And look at my situation. Look at how the enemy is just troubling me. Look at what the enemy is doing. Listen to what the enemy is saying. How he's vexing me. Oh, hallelujah. Remember me, Lord. And when you petition God, be ready to give back to the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I thought about the mother of Jesus, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and how she received the word of the Lord when the angel approached her and told her that she was blessed and highly favored. Glory to God. She received what God had mentioned through the angel. She accepted. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And God began to bless her. And she also began to magnify the Lord. In St. Luke, the first chapter, around verse 46, she said, my soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my salvation. And she talked about how God had regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. Oh, praise the Lord. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The love of a mother's love, begins with the love of God. So these two examples of mothers in the Bible is a great example of mothers who love God. And having such great love for God, God looked upon them and smiled on them. Amen. Remembered them and blessed them so greatly. Oh, praise be to God. This God that we serve, he's everything to us. Hallelujah. A mother doesn't really have that love that goes beyond the natural, except God placed that in her. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise be to God. And we who are mothers, even though you may not have birthed a child, sometimes God will place that motherly spirit in you, and somebody will call you mother. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. And we sometimes may have an unruly child, a child who give us much trouble and just rebellious and disobedient and hard-hearted and stiff-necked and all of that. Well, glory be to God. Somehow, no matter what the child does, even if they're disrespectful, it'll break your heart. It'll disappoint you. It'll hurt you. Well, glory be to God. But you still love them because no matter what happens, that's still your child. And somebody might say, well, I wouldn't put up with it. I wouldn't do this, and I wouldn't do that. But you don't know like that mother knows. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That love that God puts in your heart is different. It's levels above what we can even imagine. Hallelujah. To be able to love unconditionally, no matter what. Maybe the child is a drug addict. Maybe they're strung out on drugs and they're an alcoholic. You still love them anyway. You still pray for them. You're asking God to save them. You're asking God to have mercy upon them. Because when nobody else cares about your child, that's still your child. Amen. Glory to God. No matter how you look at it, that is your child, no matter how they turn out, still your child. Glory to God. And that love, it comes from God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, the word of God is so, so amazing. Praise be to God. It's so full of mysteries. God, he unlocks many mysteries concerning his word. And just thinking on the mothers and many things that they have suffered. Praise the Lord. Just let your mind go back and reflect on the love that you received. Praise the Lord. There are many children who don't get that love until they get a mother or someone with a motherly spirit to care for them who have the love of God. Praise the Lord. And while we continue on through this week, let's reflect on a mother's love. Amen. Let's think about what this mother did. You know, she so willingly kept her vow and gave God her only child. But you know what God did? When he saw that she kept her vow, he blessed her to have more children. Oh, praise be to God. He gave her more than what she asked for. She only asked for one man child. God blessed her to have three sons and two daughters. So she had a total of six children. Amen. Samuel was one of the, five children, three sons and two daughters. Praise be to God. So God blessed her in a great and a mighty way. And so sometimes we might ask God for something, but God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask, all that we can think, all that we can imagine, so much more than what we can even grasp in our minds. Our minds are too small to even contain the things that God can do for us. God, he will bring us before kings. Amen. God is the one who can kill, and he's the one who can make alive. He can bring down to the grave, and he can bring up. All of this is part of Hannah's prayer when she began to pray unto the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And the latter portion here, how she says, he raises up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes. So God will bring you out of the muck and the mire, hallelujah, and set you in high places where no one can take you down. Oh, glory to God. Praise be to God. God caused all of this to happen because he is God. And so when the enemy is rejoicing over you, don't fret because of evildoers. Don't be worried about what they say or what they do. Praise be to God. But you keep your vow unto the Lord and keep looking to him. Cry out to him like Hannah did, because her enemy was somebody that lived in the same house with her and would tease her all the time. Oh, praise be to God. And she cried to the Lord and asked God to remember her, and the Lord granted her her petition. So the enemy was shut down. Hallelujah. They couldn't tease her anymore. Praise be to God. And so it was her time to rejoice. And that she did. But she had a love, God, our Father. And that love that she had for God, praise be to God, it went to her children. Amen. She was able to love her children in a higher manner than just the way people love children now. Amen. Praise God. I just thank God for the word of God, and I thank God for each one of you. And I want to encourage you to just focus on the word of God. Just focus on it. See, prayer is the key. You have to have faith to believe God. And so when the angel appeared to Mary to believe that the words of the angel were true and that what God said he wanted to do, he was going to do that. Praise the Lord. And she received it. But it took faith for her to do that. And I believe Hannah, after she had prayed that prayer and had the encounter with the priest, and he told her to go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. That was encouragement to her. Praise be to God. And so she got up. At first she wasn't eating. She was weeping. But now she was eating, and she was rejoicing. She was happy. Amen. Her countenance was no longer sad. Oh, glory to God, because she had faith and she believed that God was going to do it for her. Hallelujah. So she left there after worshiping the Lord, believing he's going to grant her that petition. So we have to believe God when we pray, when we cry to him. See, we wait for an answer. And so right there at that particular time after she had prayed to the Lord, she got her answer. And so she began to rejoice. Hallelujah. And her countenance was lifted. Oh, thank you, Lord. So when we pray and we pour our souls out to the Lord and we cry before him, oh, thank you, Lord, the love of the Father, oh, glory to God, will cause him or prompt him to be moved with compassion. And he'll look down on us. Oh, glory to God. And he will have mercy. And he will remember us. Praise the Lord. And in many cases, if it be his will, he will grant us our petition. And sometimes, even though it's not in his will, because we cry, we pray so earnestly, and we ask of the Lord, he will bring it to pass. He will give us that petition and let it be in his permissive will. Oh, praise be to God, because he's our Father and he loves us. He loves his children. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God once again for the word of God. Thank God for you and for your prayers and for your patience. And at this time, praise be to God. I believe that somebody's faith is ready. Somebody is ready to cry to the Lord to pour their soul out to God. The enemy has been plaguing you and fighting against you and trying to stop you, trying to destroy you, trying to make things difficult for you. But I believe that at this point, after hearing the word of God and the prayer that has been going on, praise the Lord, that your faith is ready. And you want to receive deliverance tonight. Hallelujah. God has the power to deliver you tonight. And I believe that those of you who have been waiting on an answer from the Lord, that the Lord is now answering your prayer. Glory to God. That God is ready to grant you your petition. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. If you can only believe and not doubt, but believe God with all of your heart, believe God with everything within you, hallelujah. And I believe God would do it for you tonight. Praise the Lord. Someone desiring to give your life to Jesus, to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. I believe that tonight is your night. This night does not have to pass you by, but you can accept Jesus as your personal Savior tonight without putting it off any further. Don't let another day go by. But tonight, accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Repent of all of your sins. Repent right now, this very moment, and ask the Lord to forgive your sins. Ask the Lord to remember you and to deliver you from your sins. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. There may be someone listening who desires to openly acknowledge your wish to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. You want to acknowledge your wrong before God. You want to acknowledge that you are a sinner and that you have sinned against God. And you are now ready to get your sins forgiven and to stop sinning against God. If there is one, I invite you to unmute your phone and come over on the platform and acknowledge it right now. Is there one who's willing to take a stand for what is right, who's willing to forsake everything for Christ, to receive Christ in your heart and to have him live inside of you, to no longer run with your friends who don't want to live for God, to no longer hang out with family members who do not want to serve the Lord? Praise God. But being willing to forsake all for Christ. Amen. There one. Is there one tonight? This is your night. Tonight is your night to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Will there be one who's willing to openly acknowledge your acceptance of Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If there is not one who wants to openly confess, maybe you don't want to say it out loud. You can say it in your heart, and God will hear you. Just like Hannah was not saying anything out of her mouth, but she was pouring her soul out. She was crying out to the Lord. She was talking to God. No one could hear her because she was not making a sound. Maybe that's you tonight. Hallelujah. God can hear you. And if there's someone on the line who's listening tonight and you have a special prayer request or a special petition that you want us to pray specifically for, you are invited to come over on the platform and make your petition known. Is there one tonight who wants to make a petition before the Lord on the line? There one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. In the same manner, maybe if you don't...
Now you tell us what.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Go ahead.
The wrong platform. Go ahead on, Dave.
Huh?
Tell her what you asked the prayer for.
It was done too.
But tell her what you want.
A&T, I just tried it. And I missed my phone. If I ain't used to this.
She hear you. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word tonight. We have a young man on the phone named Dale. He requesting prayer tonight. I got him tagged in on my line. And he's requesting prayer tonight. He's requesting prayer. He have asthma. And he's trying to get his disability. And he just asked in prayer. He asked for prayer tonight.
Okay. Amen. You said his name is Daniel?
Dale. D-A-L-E, Dale.
Okay, Dale. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there another? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Is there another tonight? If not, we're going to go to God in prayer. And I'd like for you to touch and agree with me in prayer.
Is praise the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Kathy Brown. I rededicated my life to the Lord over a year ago, and I know when we give our life to the Lord that the devil going to come even more, and I've just been letting him know how much I hate him, and he's been coming back letting me know. Try to let me know that he got power, but he got to know, too, that he don't have no power over me because I got Christ in me. And he just didn't come and try to, he first tried to take my life. Then he saw he wasn't going to be able to do that. He came in so many ways to try to bring me down. And whenever you put Christ in your life and the devil come fighting you like he do, and you let him know he ain't got no power over your life, then he don't do nothing good for you. But at the same time, if you got Christ in your life and Christ is doing everything good for you and everything that the devil placed in your way, it ain't nothing but destruction and try to bring you down. So who would you choose? I'm going to keep Christ in my life. And he keep coming, trying to come stronger, but it, all the time I let him know that he still don't have no power over me, that I got Christ in me. The Bible said, great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And that's what I'm leaning on. And I went over in Swainsboro to stay the weekend, and he had to try to get in the midst of the place that the Lord blessed me with. I got home. I got ready to come home today, and the lady called me and told me that there was trouble at my house. And come to find out, my whole house is flooded. Everything, my house has got water sitting everywhere, in every room, everywhere. So I still know I got Christ in me and that he's going to bring me through this too. He brought me through everything else. He's going to bring me through this him too. So I just want to get prayer for strength tonight, you know, just to help me through. You know, sometimes we have to call in for prayer sometime, and that's what I'm doing. I want to get prayer for strength tonight.
Amen.
Praise thank you.
God bless you. Is there anyone else? God, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us go to God in prayer. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, oh, Lord, we come humbling ourselves before you as humble as we know how. Lord, we ask right now while we're praying this prayer that you will search our hearts and forgive our sins. Lord, blot out our transgressions in the name of Jesus and cover us under your blood. Oh, my Heavenly Father, we come to you on behalf of this young man named Dale, asking you, Lord God, to touch his body and to heal him and make him whole. Lord, you have the power to rebuke his condition, asthma. Oh, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll rejuvenate his lungs right now. Oh, blessed Savior. Oh, God, and help him to breathe freely in the name of Jesus. My God, I pray right now, Lord, that you will intervene and help him to get his disability in the name of Jesus. We're asking you in faith, oh God, and we're touching and agreeing on the same things. And we believe that we have this petition. Oh, my Heavenly Father, move for him right now and bless him, Lord Jesus. Send your holy angels to minister unto him right now. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, move in his behalf and give him a testimony that he may tell of your goodness in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we come to you tonight on the behalf of Sister Kathy Brown. Lord, you can see what the enemy is trying to do to her. Oh, God, trying to weaken her and to tear her down. But we pray, Lord, that you would give her the strength that she needs to continue on, Lord, to keep on resisting the temptation, to keep on fighting, and to keep on standing in the name of Jesus. Help her, Lord, to endure. And we are praying, God, that you will bind the enemy on every side. Destroy his works right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, tear down strongholds, oh, God, and let her know that you're there to uphold her and that you will never leave her, neither will you forsake her. Encourage her heart, Lord, and help her to go on in the name of Jesus, that you are able to raise her up above all these troubles. Lift her up and out of the trouble, because, Lord, you are our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. And we pray for you, Lord God, to go
and to make your holy visitation, to be right there with her in the trouble. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We believe it right now, and we count it as done. And we thank you for it, Lord God. And we are asking you, Lord, to look on those who are of a repentant heart. Father, oh my God, be merciful and have compassion. Lord Jesus, remove their sins from them, Lord. Wash away their sins, oh God. Cover them under your blood right now, Jesus, and save their souls, Lord. Jesus, look on that heart that's open and ready to receive you, Lord. Go into the heart, Lord Jesus, and make your abode in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe you right now, Jesus, for the saving of souls, for adding souls to the fold, oh God. We believe it, and we count it done, and we thank you for it right now. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you for your goodness toward us, oh God. We thank you for helping us, Lord God, in these difficult and troubled times. We thank you for increasing our faith, Lord, and helping us to believe. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And we're asking you, Lord, to forgive our unbelief, Lord Jesus, to please help our unbelief, oh God. Take away all the doubt, and Lord, take away the drawback spirit. Help us, Lord Jesus, to believe as the scripture says, and to trust in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we come to you to petition you, Lord Jesus, in the manner that Hannah did, oh God, when she came to you and asked you to remember her. And Lord, we ask that you'll remember us tonight and remember the enemy, how he's fighting against us. And we're asking you, God, to lift up a standard against the enemy. Oh, blessed Savior. And Lord, as you told the children of Israel that this is a battle that they didn't have to fight because the battle belonged to you. And oh, God, help us to stand still and to see your salvation. Help us, Lord, to be still and know that you are God. Oh, yes, Lord, and that you will be exalted. You shall be exalted among the heathen. You shall be exalted in the world, in this earth. Oh, God, and we thank you right now. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you, oh, God, for bowing down your ear and for listening to us, oh, Lord. We thank you for having patience with us, oh, God. We thank you, oh, Lord. We thank you for love and for compassion. We thank you. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything you've done, oh, God. We thank you for what you're doing even now while we're praying this prayer. We thank you for how you're working things out, how you're working in our favor, how you're turning things around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord, and we magnify you, and we lift you up, for you are worthy of all the praises. All the glory and honor belong unto you, and we give you that honor. We bow down before you. We worship you, oh God. We adore you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, and we bless your holy name. Now, God, we ask that you accept our prayer. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you. We ask you, Lord, to remember all of those who are on the prayer list all around the world. And we are asking you, Lord God, to make your holy visitation. We're asking you, Lord, to stop by in India. Oh, my God, in every place in the world where the COVID virus is rampant and increasing. Oh, God, where death is rising. We're asking you, my God, to visit and to heal the nation, heal the country, heal the region, heal, Lord, rebuke this virus in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, save the lives of the people and save their souls. We know that you have the power, that you can do everything. There's nothing too hard for you. Oh, God, we thank you right now for your healing power. We praise your holy name. And, Lord, we are asking all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. God bless you, the host.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. I tell you, we're just so full tonight. Amen. We thank God for his word. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. A mother's love begins with the love of God. And faith is the key. Amen. And we thank God on tonight. Amen. For the perfect example on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. As exemplified. Amen. In Hannah. Glory to God. And amen. And we know, amen, that God will remember us. When we pray, God will remember us. So we thank the Lord on tonight. We thank him for his messenger. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God, for availing yourself. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. And people of God, listen. Amen. Not a microwave meal. Amen. But a full course meal. And we thank the Lord on tonight. We bless them. Glory to God for all that he's done. Amen. For all that our ears have heard. Amen. And we pray that you're encouraged by the word on tonight. We pray that you're encouraged. Glory be to God. And we want to encourage you. Glory to God. Amen. Just in case you missed something. Amen. We want to encourage you to send us a text message and we'll send you a copy of the broadcast. Amen. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. We'll send you a copy of the broadcast. Amen. We'll give you two numbers. Glory to God. Our first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. And for all of our international callers, you can as well text us, amen, send us, amen, a text message via WhatsApp. And that number to text, just send us a text message. Let us know you'd like to have a copy of the broadcast. And the number that you will be texting is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory to God. And again, for those, amen, as well, that are listening via our Facebook page, PNN, we want to let you know as well, you can go to our Facebook page, Glory to God. We're connected there. And you can go out there and listen to this self-same broadcast as often as you will. As well, you can send it, tag somebody, or send it via messenger. Amen. Glory to God. We're trying to get this word out, people of God, because, glory to God, amen, there's a lot going on in the world. People are faint of heart, amen. Glory be to God. People going through, people are hurt, amen. Glory to God. People are dying. People are dying, yes. People are dying, amen, Jesus. And it's not the will of God that anybody should be lost, amen. Glory be to God. But if they've not accepted the Lord Jesus as their Savior, amen, repented of their sins, glory be to God, amen, Jesus. His spirit does not dwell in them. Amen. They're not saved. Amen. Glory to God. And the scripture declares hell is enlarging itself every day. Amen. Glory be to God. None but the pure in heart shall see God. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give him praise on today for this word. Amen. This word, this encouraging word. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. It's brought by the woman of God. And woman of God, we bless you tonight. Amen. We bless you. We thank God for you. Amen. We pray a special blessing upon you. Amen. Even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we lift your maidservant up unto you on tonight. We're asking that you look upon us favorably even now in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking, oh God, that you will bless her going out and her coming in from this time forth even forevermore. We're asking, oh God, that you will favor her, that you will cause your favor to rest upon her even now in the precious name of Jesus. Cause your face, oh God, to shine upon her in the name of Jesus. We're asking that you will bless her ministry, bless all that she sets her hand to do in the precious name of Jesus. Bless her church, oh God. Bless the people, oh God, that you set her over. Bless them even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Glory be to God for endowing her with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We're thanking you even now for strengthening her in this hour and even in the hours ahead. We thank you now. We bless you. We glorify you. We glorify you on this night in the precious name of Jesus for the word, God, that we've heard. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Glory be to God again. Amen. We thank God on tonight. And people of God, even as the prayer requests have come forth, we want to keep these prayer requests in mind. Amen. Thanking the Lord. Amen. For what he's already done. Amen. The petitions have come forth. We just want to thank the Lord for doing it. Thank the Lord for doing it. Thank the Lord for moving in the situation, in the circumstances. Amen. Glory be to God for Brother Dale, for Sister Kathy on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We just thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless him, honor, and we glorify him on this night. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. So at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to you, woman of God. Glory be to God. Amen. And you can as well, please, ma'am, let everybody know, because she does have, amen, Jesus, a broadcast, amen, a prayer broadcast. Amen. If you can tell the people about it, amen. Glory to God. And then if you would, woman of God, if you would bless the line. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we thank God once again for this great opportunity. And I tell you, it's a blessing. It truly is a great blessing. Praise the Lord. And I do want to mention that I do have a live broadcast, as was stated, which is airing on Friday nights at 7 p.m., and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And if you would like to call in, you may dial 319-27-6763. Again, that number is 319-527-6763. You can also go online to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title I School. And you can listen online. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we just thank God for greatly blessing us and many exciting things that I just have this in my spirit, knowing that God is doing so many exciting things ahead of us that we are about to come into. Praise the Lord. So it gives me great joy, and just knowing that the Lord has prepared these things for us. So let us be encouraged. Let us continue to look to the Lord. There are many souls that are being reached. Amen. There are many of them that had never heard the word of God who are hearing it now. And I thank God for that, because only God can do that. Praise the Lord. Only God can make the way for his word to get around the world. And I thank the Lord for that. Praise God. So I ask for your continued prayers. And again, you are welcome to tune in on those times if you have some extra time on your hand. Amen. Tune on in, because we need your prayers and we need your support. Praise God. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless you, O God, and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for the Prayer News Network Global. We thank you for this ministry, O God. We thank you for how you started it. We thank you, O God, for laying it on your woman servant's heart to go forth and to be obedient to do all that you command. Lord, we thank you, O God. We know that it's not always easy. We know, Lord, that she has many challenges. But, Lord God, we thank you for how you've been blessing, how you've been opening up the way. And we ask that you'll continue to manifest yourself, that you continue to bless and to strengthen the people of God. Lord, move upon your people. Bless in a mighty way. Oh, my God, and let this ministry continue to grow. Let it continue to expand. Let the territory broaden and widen how far you want it to go. Oh, Lord God, we put no limits on it. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because, Lord, with you, the magnitude of the things that you want to do for us, help us, oh God, to embrace it. Help us, Lord, to receive it, because you are sovereign. Lord, you own everything and everyone in the earth. A cattle on a thousand hills belong to you. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We thank you. We thank you right now. And we ask you, Lord God, to be with us as we prepare for the closing of this recording. Lord God, let your presence remain with us. Even though we might hang up this phone, Lord God, let us continue to feel your presence until we meet again on the next night. Oh, Lord, continue to bless us and keep us. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord, people of God. We're just going to open the line. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to open the line. Glory be to God, so that we can give God a unified praise on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. If you would, just lift your voices on tonight. Amen. And let us give God praise. Let us give him praise. Glory be to God for all that he's done. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Come on and lift those voices on tonight.
All participants are unmuted. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Your people of God, we just want you to stay right there in that praise. Amen. Keep in your heart. Amen. Glory to God. All that the Lord has spoken on tonight, grab it and hold on to it. Amen. Don't you dare let it go. Amen. Glory be to God. Let the word bless you. Amen. And we look to see you back on tomorrow night. Glory to God. We ask that you tell someone about the broadcast. Bring somebody to the broadcast with you. Amen. So that someone else can be blessed. Amen. God bless you. We love you until tomorrow night. Amen. Be blessed in the Lord. Amen. Amen.
When I'm backwards, only because you made a way. When I'm backwards, and in the dark, Lord, you made a way. And when you let me keep it, only because you made a way. You move out, you call down to fall with your power. Before me, free hope, there is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made the way. You move out, you call down to fall, you call me.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.